You know, as we read the word, I think that we can see very clearly that God has made more provisions for us to hear him than he has for us to be heard by him. You understand what I'm saying? We have a place to praise. We have a place to worship. But only as the reality of the power of the Holy Spirit coming to dwell and take control. Most of us tonight, as we lifted our voice in that welcome, 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 it may be for different reasons, but when he comes in power. He comes to set up his control, to establish and control our lives. So often we've heard the scripture spoken to us, "My sheep know my voice," and that's the provision that I'm talking about tonight. He has made full provisions for us, even as we gather together, to hear the voice of God. He said that he would be amongst us. He will walk in our midst. He said that where two or more gather together, I will be in the midst of them. Now, it takes very little effort, beloved, tonight, and I think most of us will admit it. It takes very little effort for us to praise the Lord. Some of us might think it does. But we have to be right to hear God. Any of us can come in and praise the Lord. There's people that come in that do not even know the Lord that can praise and lift their voice and get stirred emotionally. But to hear God means in my heart, your heart must be right. Not only with God, but with everybody else. We must be in tune. I just want to share with you a scripture tonight that God can break afresh. Now, this is one of the tremendous doors that God has opened to us, and that is the anointing. Spoken of in 1 John 2nd chapter, 27th verse. You can read, begin to read at the 26th. I write this to you about those who would deceive you, but the anointing which you have received from him abides in you. Each child of God has this anointing. And that anointing is going to teach us, just like Jesus said. Do we know what that anointing is? Can we sense the anointing of God? Do we know what the anointing is? Because this is one of the provisions, so I feel that it's important that each one of us tonight know what that anointing is, to be able to recognize that anointing. We can sing, "Holy Ghost, come in power, fill this temple." But how can we, if we do not recognize the power of God and come underneath his control? How many of us are ready? Because unless that anointing is working, there can be no flow of his life. God cannot speak to us. He cannot give us a word of knowledge, a word of wisdom. And where are we if God is not in our midst and God is not actively working in and through our lives? I'm talking about manifestations now of the Spirit of God. So many times we just put them aside and they have very little meaning to us. The same as the anointing. But that anointing, beloved, must be in your life if you're going to hear. Because you can listen to the word and it can register in your mind. But only the anointing can teach you and reveal Christ in you. Only that anointing. And he tells you very clearly here, not only do you have this anointing, and it's going to teach you, but he tells you one thing, abide in that anointing. Let me just take and stir up our pure minds tonight, because how far do you think you can go without the Spirit of God? Most of us would say we can't go anywhere. We have that in our minds. How far are we going without him? Without his manifestations, without his presence, how far will we go? How far can we go? We can go as far as many others have gone in a religious form. We can go in a religious activity. We can go in knowledge. We can go with our own minds and our own reasoning. But it takes the wisdom of God revealed by the Spirit. It takes that anointing to break on each one of our hearts. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Come in power. Take control. Oh, we love this. But each one of us tonight, when you came in this door, if you have the Holy Spirit, you have that anointing. He can be grieved and he can be quenched. But beloved, it's your responsibility to keep a clear channel to where you're hearing God. Not only hearing God when you come through this door, when we come to worship, but that you hear God, that this anointing is abiding in you and you're abiding in it 24 hours a day. That you know the anointing of God. Because if you don't know the anointing, you're open for every deception. And that's what John is saying. You don't have to be deceived. You have an anointing. He's going to teach you. He's going to lead you. Not your opinions. Not your past experience. Not your reasoning. I don't care how good it is or what you establish it on. It's that anointing. God with you. That anointing that's going to take and lead us step by step in this walk. We're so used to the way that mankind is going. We're so used to getting all this information and trying to govern our lives and things that we think are good. But all of these things have no meaning unless the Holy Ghost is alive and working in you. Come in power. Fill the temple. Take control. What?
Yes.
Amen. Take control. Speak to our hearts. You can say that, wonderful, but beloved, you have an anointing. He can speak to your heart. But have we grieved him? Have we failed to respond when he has spoken? Do we know him when he speaks? Can we say amen? We can agree with the truth. Beloved, there's a difference. I've talked with men that spoke the truth, but I could not detect the anointing. The Holy Ghost was not there to make that word life. Yes, it was true. It was scriptural. But I was looking for something from the fountain. And that's what each one of us are looking for tonight. When we come here and we gather, even though sometimes we just let it pass on, we're not brought short up to that place where we have to function spiritually. Beloved, unless we're functioning spiritually, we're only kidding ourselves. Right? This is only one of the provisions. But you must know this anointing. Where do you find it out? Can I be taught about it? Can you teach us anything about it? No, the Holy Ghost is going to teach you. He says, you are to abide in him, and that anointing will teach you. When he comes, what's he going to do? He is going to lead you. Not some man is going to lead you. Now, the Holy Ghost and that anointing may move through a brother. But it is the anointing. That's why he says, you need no man to teach you. The anointing is going to teach you. If we're looking to have understanding as far as our reasoning power, as far as what we think is right and we miss the up to moment, this moment, working of the Holy Spirit, we have missed everything. Well, this is the way he moved yesterday. What's he doing today? Can you hear his voice today? So when we come together, God has made provision for every one of us to hear. None of us left out. All of us in tune. And if some are out of tune, we're here to encourage, to exhort, to admonish, whatever it takes to let our vessels be tuned to where our ears can hear, where the anointing can make the word living in us. Because, beloved, as long as you hear the word, and it's not God speaking to you, that anointing, because God said he's going to be with us. Not sometimes he said he's going to be here. That anointing's going to be here. And when his word comes forth, if we're looking to be fed, we're not going to deal with what man says. We're going to have to deal with what God says. And I find most of the time we're only listening to what man has to say. We don't have to do anything. But that anointing is going to make it drop.
And when that anointing's there and God speaks, you've got to deal with God. It's easy for every one of us tonight to say, well, I don't agree with you. Say that to God. You can't. You either respond to God or you say, Lord, I'm not going to move. I'm not going to obey. The anointing is going to teach. And the exhortation, strong exhortation, beloved, is this. Abide in that anointing. Abide in that anointing. Glory. How can we fellowship? Do we fellowship on the natural word that we all read, that we all agree on? Is that where our fellowship comes in? Our fellowship is in the life. As we walk together in the life, we have fellowship. What are we looking for? Do we know? We're looking for something. Every one of us sitting here tonight, if you're in the Lord, you're looking for something. Is that true? Amen. You're looking for something. You may not know exactly what you're looking for, but I can tell you tonight, it's fellowship. That's what you're looking for. You may not know how it comes or what to do with it, but beloved, when you start to respond to the anointing and you start to flow in God and experience God, I don't care how small the measure that's working in you, you will start to also see that same working in those that are moving also in God. And therefore, the fellowship comes. Fellowship doesn't just agreeing in doctrine. Fellowship is not just in reading the Word. Fellowship is in Christ as we experience Him. Glory! We're looking for it. We're made for it. And God has made every provision. I could go on tonight here for another 3 or 4 hours. But I just wanted to stimulate your hearts tonight in this one area. We'll go on further at other times. But beloved, we need to start to look afresh at the anointing. And then let it have its way in every one of our lives. When we lift a song like, welcome, welcome, welcome. Is our life clear? I mean, is our hearts clear? Oh, of course I know they're clear. Is there fellowship? Is there open fellowship? Is there a reaching out in your heart? Is there a warmth in your heart to everyone here? Well, I just don't feel physically, you know, I may not feel just right up to par, so I don't feel joyful tonight. Is Jesus in your heart? My joy I give unto you. I don't care how you feel. Glory. It's hard to get through to this, man, because we're governed so much by the natural that the Spirit of God, when He starts to move in our lives, we start to look back to the natural, and we're governed by our natural. And one of our biggest enemies is our natural mind. All your excuses come from your natural mind. Right? Do you know what God says about your natural mind? Oh, yeah, I know what He says. You do? What's He saying? You sure? And yet we revert back so many times rather than knowing the refreshing that comes from the presence of God, because God is present with us. And that anointing, beloved, is yours. God has made that provision for every child of His. Don't come in and tell me you don't have it. You have it. You may have stopped up the flow. You may stop up of the understanding with different things that cause, and we could go into many of those things that stop that anointing. But beloved, God has made this provision, and this provision is the way that you're going to know God. This is the way that you're going to be partakers of every word that proceeds from the mouth of God. It's not by bread alone, but it's by the word that comes to us. How are we going to know that word when it's coming to us? The anointing. How am I going to recognize God through a brother? How am I going to recognize God in our sisters? Anointing. So how important it is. Well, it's one of the most important things. And that's what God does. He opens up our eyes to be able to hear. He opens up our ears to be able to sense and to know and to hear. But that anointing's there. That's the provision that God has made. That anointing is the Holy Spirit. That anointing that anoints us, makes us alive unto God, that leads us step by step in this wonderful walk of life. It doesn't take any energy, beloved, to go on the way you're going. But, beloved, when you start to take spiritual steps, it's going to take some energy, spiritual energy. You're going to know that you have done something. It just doesn't accidentally come to you. You're going to take steps of faith. That anointing is going to speak to your heart, and you're going to say, "Yes, Lord." When you say, "Yes, Lord," that means something. You're going to have to put your will into action. It's going to mean something. You know God has spoken. But if you don't know what the anointing is, and you're so dulled of hearing that you don't know what the anointing, how it speaks, then we're not going to say anything to God. We're just going to continue on in a natural way. But beloved, I'm saying tonight that God has made this for us. He's made it for every one of us. And don't think for one moment that the natural mind doesn't bid for a place. It does. It bid for a place to lead us and guide us. But the Holy Ghost says, "I'm here. Are you going to welcome me?" Holy Ghost, come in power. Fill this temple. Fill me. Take control of my life. Lord, here I am. Here's my hand. What your hand's been doing? Where's your feet been going? What you been listening to? What you been looking at? What you been filling your mind with? Holy Ghost, here I am. Holy Ghost, here's my... You think it's silly, but brother, give him literate. Here's my hands, Lord. So you'll come down to it when you want God. Most of us wait and wait and wait. And we're satisfied with a superficial anointing, which is really not the anointing, until we come to the place that we're in trouble. And then, brother, we start to scramble and get down to business with God. God, what is it? What's hindering me? Lord, I need your answer. We shouldn't be that way. We're sons. That anointing should be leading us at every moment, keeping us in touch with Him. We don't have to cry out when we get in trouble. It's only because we're not in good spiritual condition when we get down and in trouble. Sure, when you get in trouble, He's there. And you still have the peace. You still have the joy. Yes, difficult times. Yes, there's going to be these times. God said there's going to be. He hadn't just promised them. He said they're going to be there, but He said one thing. I'm going to be with you. That anointing, I'm going to lead you. You know, we heard it the other night in the 23rd Psalm. Glory? Did you ever stop to see what that second verse says? Have you ever seen sheep laying down in green pastures? Brother, they were satisfied. They were filled. They were laying down. They weren't eating. Glory? Come on, shout. Read that thing, what it says. And He said, "I'm going to bring you before your enemies, and before your enemies I'm going to feed you. I'm going to prepare a table for you. I'm going to anoint your head with oil." That anointing, right in the midst of those difficult times. Beloved, this is the time when we have a heart, when we're open to where we can listen, that we need to be strengthened. The times, and some of us may be in difficult times, and praise the Lord, we need to encourage one another and strengthen one another. But this is not something that we can take lightly. We need that anointing. I'm not talking about just one or two of you. I'm not just talking about mom and dad, brother and sister. I'm talking about young person. Every person needs that anointing. You need to abide in that anointing. There's one thing that you need to cherish above everything in your whole life, and that is that I know that anointing at all times. When you don't know it, there's one thing. Fall on your knees and stay before God until you know it. Come on, brother. And you, those of you that know and you've grieved the Holy Ghost, you know there's only one place. That's go to God. And whatever it takes, you must know that anointing again. And tonight, if you do not know that anointing, I don't have any other answer. You must come to God. You must fall on your face before God. And whatever it takes, whatever confession, whatever looseness you've allowed to creep into your life, must be strengthened. You must confess it, get it out, and say, "Lord, I must have that anointing. I want that anointing more than anything else." Because if you don't have that, you're not going anywhere with God. relationship, wrong words spoken, nothing can hinder if you really are hungry for God.
I must know the anointing.
And a lot of times things creep in and they hinder us. There's things that happen, anger that creeps in, and sometimes we do not obey the Word of God. We let the sun go down on our anger, and beloved, what happens? We lose our anointing. Not that He's gone, but we lose it. We cannot sense it. We're filled with that anger. It grips our heart. Beloved, there's only one way. Come back to God and say, God, here, I don't want this anger. Take it away. Cleanse it. Fill me with your love. What do you want? You're just looking for the love? That's the end of all things? I want the anointing. I want to know you. I want to hear you. Right? Because you have to have love if you're going to hear Him. You must be clear. That love must be flowing. That's how important this anointing is that I'm talking about tonight. And unless we're hungry for it, we won't have it. We can't pay for it. But beloved, there's one thing. There's certain steps that you must take to have it and continue on in it. The first step, beloved, you must have a place of true repentance. That means a turning from and a turning to. And don't think tonight that you don't find yourself, that Christians don't find themselves out in the place to where they're hindered and they need to turn from and turn to. When you get hungry for that anointing, and you must know the presence of God, you must know that anointing that teaches you and leads you and guides you and protects you. You stop everything. Sisters, those of you got children, you'll stop everything. You'll call in a sister and say, sit with my kids, I've got to find the anointing. Glory. I'm not joking. I'm not poking fun at us. I'm not beating you with a stick tonight. I'm just saying, sisters, this is how important it is. Brothers, laboring out there day after day in a job, no anointing. Stop, be still, and know that I am God. Stop and know the anointing of God, whatever it takes. Take the phone off of the hook. Get on your knees before God and say, Lord, I've got to have the anointing. If we don't have that, we don't have. I'm not trying to play on your emotions tonight. I believe this is the truth that rings in my own heart. I can tell you experience after experience. I know it's real. I know how important it is. I know what it takes. I know the price of staying in this place to where I'm clear with everybody. I'm clear with God, and I can hear God. I know what it takes. I haven't finished the race. Neither have you. That's why we're here, to encourage one another. You must have the anointing. For us to come into the gathering of God's people and appreciate each other and to receive from each other and to know the true fellowship that binds our hearts together, we must have the anointing. It's the anointing that breaks every yoke. Glory? Come on. It's the anointing that causes us to lift our voices in true praise. Is it not? By the Spirit, led by the Spirit, anointing guiding us. It is anointing. So many times we have left the voice of God outside because for some reason. It's not that God doesn't want to talk to us. Not that He hadn't made the provision as far as the gifts of the Spirit. These are not the fruits, beloved. Some of us like to dwell on the fruits. But praise the Lord, we're going to have fruits if we're abiding. But we need the manifestations of the Spirit. You can't teach on them. It's the Holy Ghost that gives them. And you can't put them in order until they get out of order. Hallelujah. What's that mean to us? God has made these provisions so He can be in our midst, so that He can come and He can fellowship with us. He can manifest. There are certain things that they're there for. They're there to exhort us. That means to stimulate us. They're there to comfort us. Glory. How many of you need comfort? Most of us need comfort. I mean, I can always get a hand out of that, right? A hand lifted up. I need comfort. You know how we're always looking to ourselves. Where can we be a comfort? You can't be a comfort without that anointing. And we haven't grown any place until we're starting to be poured out rather than receiving everything.
Hello?
Shout.
Amen.
That takes spiritual energy, brothers and sisters. That takes desiring. I've got to drink. A lot of us think we just drink automatically. No. He that is thirsty, let him come and what? Continue to drink. That takes an active participation in the life of God. You want something flowing out of your life? Well, I'm waiting on God to beloved, you're not waiting on God. God's waiting on you. He said, if you're thirsty, what do? Wait on him? No, I didn't. What he said? Come and drink. And he says, when you continue to drink out of your belly, out of your innermost being, in other words, God's going to flow out of you. But as you continue to drink. So many of us are waiting for the wrong thing. We're waiting for God to do something, and God has already made provision. We're waiting on God to reveal something, and yet God has given the anointing and said, you need no man to teach you. He's present. He will teach you. He is no lie. There's no lie in the anointing. Now abide in that anointing. I hope that you have looked past me tonight and see how important the anointing is. Huh? I hope I haven't hindered anybody in my presentation, because I sense that the Holy Spirit wants us to know that anointing, each one of us to know that anointing, to see the importance of that anointing in each one of our lives. And whatever the cost, beloved, brother, sister, young person, it doesn't make any difference. I must have that anointing. And for those, the word of encouragement to those that have not received the Spirit, it says, when you hunger and thirst, you shall be filled. You're not waiting on God. This is put it plainly to it. You're not waiting on God. God's waiting on you. He's looking for a vessel that will believe him. That's all. Simple faith. It doesn't take mountains of faith. It takes mustard seed faith. Just a bit of faith that would say, God, I believe you. Your word is not a lie. The promise is for me. I will not be denied. When? Now. Some of us put it out tomorrow. When God gets ready, God's ready. When's he ready? He's ready now. He's ready tonight. Are you ready? Some of us are not ready. See, that's the thing. There's things standing in the way. There's things that fill our minds. There's no place of pureness in our minds and our hearts to where we can believe. But beloved, we've got to exhort each other until there's a place of purity. There's a place of holiness where God can be in our midst in power. Let's sing it one more time.
Welcome, 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 Holy God, we welcome thee. Come in power and fill this vessel.
One more time.
Welcome.